Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's time for Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Second and 7. Irving breaks it back. Wakefield bounces it outside. He's got a burst. Bucky Irving down the sideline.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company.
Ben takes the shotgun snap. Bill Branson throws down the right sideline. An over-the-shoulder catch by Harrison. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Beavers!
Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
Football is so fun. This is our job. That's crazy. It's so fun.
Now, here are your Football Sunday hosts, Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher, on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
You're about to get it right there.
You're about to get this.
No, don't say that. I'm not scared of you.
The Fan.
Good morning. It is Football Sunday time, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company right here on 1080 The Fan. Got my co-host Rashad Taylor across the faux marble table.
What up?
Got Jordan Schultzy, our producer, across the glass.
Happy Sunday, y'all. Merry Christmas, actually. Happy holidays. Happy Festivus to the rest of us.
Yeah, it was a happy Sunday. And then I woke up at 6:30, 6:45 because we have a 8 a.m. kickoff here.
Right.
And, you know, I slept pretty good last night. I'll get to that here in a second. But, yeah, it was a good Sunday until we walk in the studio and find out we're getting wally-pipped by the Oregon Ducks and only have an hour and a half show because nobody told us. And so, you know, love waking up to that. But
that was great news. I mean, on the flip side, we get off 30 minutes earlier? Question mark? I mean, I would,
you know, my bed
prefer to go to 9.
My bed would have been cool right now.
It would have. Because I'll be honest, you said you slept really well. I did not. Like, I was kind of sick last night, man. It wasn't the best. And not like...
Well, you did go to the Blazer game, and you saw Luka put up 30 points in the first half.
Well, that was... So. 30 points in the first half. Me and my guy, my man Chris in Portland, one of our P1s, by one time he had 30, we were like, I think he's going to have 60 tonight. I think he's going to go...
You know, the math checks out on that.
It really
did. If you have 30 in the first half, you are on pace for 60 in a total game.
Yeah, he had 22 in the first quarter, so it was like... Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be bad. We're like, maybe we should go get some food because it feels like this is going to be a historic night. So the record, do you guys know what the record in the Moda Center is?
Like attendance or?
No, as far as points scored by anybody, opponent, home team.
I'm going to go right? one. Like by a person?
Yeah. Or yeah.
Oh, I thought you were right, saying like by 60? A team.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go, I mean, Dame's 70 points. That wasn't at home.
It was not at home.
And then that Brooklyn Nets game where he dropped 60 was in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So that's the record. It's 61.
Oh, it was at home?
Do you know what the record was before that for like, from like 2013? Or no, excuse me, not 2013.
Was it Andre Miller's 50-point game?
No, because that wasn't here. That was like in Denver.
I mean, I know Marco.
Derek Anderson, Damon Stoudemire, when they dropped.
You're getting warmer because you're mentioning some of the best names.
Didn't Derek Anderson and Damon Stoudemire have a game where like Damon went off for like 53 and he went off for like 49 or something like that?
I swear to God,
I remember that happening.
The
happened
Blazer
one time.
Greats from the, like 2004.
The record for the longest time until Dame came in there breaking records was Kobe's 47.
Oh, really? The Kobe game.
Kobe's 47 was the most any player had scored at the Moda Center.
Damn.
Which was so weird because I'm looking up like what the record was, and the first article that pops up about the Trailblazers was Kobe's record-breaking 47 point. I was like, that's the record?
Yikes.
Kobe only had 47 here? That was my next question. Like, he's never given us 50? 55? But, yeah, but we tried to find just other things to talk about at the Blazer game that wasn't the Blazers.
So, man, how's life?
Man.
How life you doing? How are the kids?
I mean, yes, seriously, anything but like...
Gosh, this beer is expensive.
Oh, my God. So...
And not really watching the game.
$33 for two premium beers.
Ugh. Yeah, that's, $33, that checks out.
Bro. Do they Come offer on, any kind of like... happy hour special?
Absolutely not.
Before the game, like get here early, have a couple of pops for a little cheaper.
It's probably the fourth quarter, and well, they don't even serve after a certain point, right?
I think they stop like at the end of the third.
End of the third, still. I think
I don't ever find.
Yeah.
I don't ever get a beer that late because I get my first one, you know, before the game or before the concert or whatever, and I'm like, oh my God, and then I don't get another one for the rest of the night.
Are you
I'm
guys pre gamers?
Like before getting to the event?
Yes.
I mean, does that include like
if I know I'm going to the Moda?
No, it includes however you West Coast.
If I wanted to do like an edible, yeah, I'm probably gonna do that beforehand.
Oh, God.
And then that'll kinda hit right as I'm getting to the stadium or the arena. So
for me it's simple math. Like
PTSD on that.
Seriously, if I just spent, you know, $33 and that was including a tip on two beers, that's a bottle of Makers, that's a 24 of, again, a premium beer. So, yeah, man, let's kind of hang out and knock some back before we go in, party however we party, and then, man, I feel a little bit better because now I don't need to buy three beers. I can probably make do with this one right around the halftime or middle of the second.
It's really smart to pregame. At least go to a bar, have a $7 drink before you go $18 for it helps.
I don't go anywhere anymore unless we're pregaming at home. You know how expensive drinks are at the bar? And I make pretty good money. Like I work for a school district, so that should let people know. But still, the prices of, unless we're going to a hole in the wall, you know, kind of just, you know, random bar. Like I think it's irresponsible to not pregame before you go out.
Well, yeah. Again, I apply it to basically it's like, oh, we're going to the Moda. Yeah, we should probably
let's get a bottle
before
we get there.
No, even hang up to like a Mariners game because they still offer, I think it's now $7, but they have up until an hour before first pitch.
They have like specialty beers that you can buy for like $3-4. I know that.
Well, yeah, throughout the stadium for the whole game, they do have canned beers, I believe, $7. But before the game, they have on tap beers, draft beers, up until an hour before first pitch in the bullpen.
And that's the great part about a baseball game. And this is what I've always kind of loved about going to baseball games. Is the fact that the food is relatively affordable. Like the drinks, like you said, you can find.
I'm a cheap bastard. So like
I really am too. Like I try not to be.
The rest of my life, I'm just going to be like, oh my God, that's on sale.
This is a egregious. Like
that's a sale price?
$4?
No kidding. I think the new, remember the when the Atlanta Falcons, I think it was Mercedes-Benz Stadium still is the sponsor there. I can't
remember.
Yeah,
they had like $3 pizza and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when they opened up, I think it was like 10 years ago now, they started to implement the cheap food. They were the first ones to do like $4 nachos. You're right, like a $3 slice
of pizza.
I think
they're still doing that.
No, absolutely. No, and what I'm saying is now other stadiums like Seattle, I mean, the Mariners, I'm kind of not really happy with right now, but I will say going to a game to eat is a lot cheaper than going to a Moda Center. If I'm at T-Mobile, they very, very similar prices from like the Atlanta prices. It's like, $3 hot dog. No, it's like a $2 hot dog, actually. $4 slice of pizza, $3 Coke. It's reasonable for a family of four to go see a game. It's actually seriously nice.
Because number one, like the tickets for the game are already through the roof. Like if you're going to a Blazer game, and I don't know why they have I don't know how they have the nerve to try. Yo, they like those Dallas tickets were. If you bought tickets, they were pretty.
Well,
pretty
you know
spendy.
Why you're buying those tickets exactly because you want to see Luka drop 30 points in the first half.
I went to the season opener, and I can't remember who they played. It was somebody trash. It wasn't somebody that's supposed to be
themselves.
Supposed to be great. Like yeah, more than like they played themselves for sure. But yeah, it was Utah or something like that. Man, those tickets, two tickets in the 300 level, like even towards the back because it was almost sold out, was almost $130. Those two tickets.
Hey, man, right? Portland Trailblazers are still the biggest grift in town.
Everybody want to see Scoot?
It's like almost watching Colby Covington fight.
Oh my gosh, that was I only caught the tail end. Oh, I know that made
right
you,
there, YouTube stream. Man, look at that. Listen, I could cut diamonds with these things.
I didn't see Joe live tweeting about.
I don't
that
think
last night.
There's anybody that most people want to see lose more than Colby Covington.
Well, listen, I mean, like the loud, arrogant, s talking person
is always
going that's to. Always the person you want to see get beat up.
And like, you know what? You're always going to pay money.
Like that person deserves an ass kicking.
Absolutely. And you're always going to pay money for that guy.
Oh, dude.
Floyd
I did
Mayweather,
not even...
Conor McGregor, like anybody that's just like all they do is talk S, man, yes. And, but, like I want to see them get, because I don't want to miss when they get knocked out.
The difference is those guys, you know, actually won a UFC championship, whereas Colby Covington just talks and gets a chance and
he's
loses.
Good. He's Roddy
know?
Piper. Man.
Hey, I will say, you know, they didn't get my money because I will never pay for a UFC pay-per-view because welcome to 2023 where there are ways to get UFC pay-per-views for
there
free.
Are ways.
Oh, but Dana said he was going to lock that down and good luck, people legally streaming. Yeah. It's like, bro, Stream East, you ain't going to stop that.
Yeah, Dana's not stopping. I'm sorry, like, you know, what's the big conglomerate called with WWE and UFC now?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Venture or something like that? Yeah.
The overarching company.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, guys, but there's no stopping people streaming your stuff. Like, their people are just too smart. They get it up too fast, pause.
Yeah,
and they're able to go out there and put out great content, like, for everyone. I can't remember the last UFC fight I paid for.
Again, never.
Or boxing match. Or anything
I paid
that.
For one boxing match last year. It was the Gervonta Davis Ryan Garcia fight.
Okay.
But that was because, like, dude, that was a pretty
was big,
a big fight.
Two undefeated fighters. Yeah. You
and I did
see
not
that.
Want to mess around with an illegal stream on that. I was like, I'm buying it. I'm paying
can,
for
can,
it.
Can you head
like,
east? Can you head east and maybe find him on a stream if you head east?
Oh, yeah.
So I could watch it.
Oh, Stream East.
Yes, I'm joking. Yeah, I love how Suki always likes, head east sometimes.
Not Stream West, North, or South. Stream East.
Stream East.
Hey, you know what? Colby Covington did his job. I did not
100%.
Know. I did not know that fight was happening this weekend. And then I saw a clip of the press conference and what he said to Leon Edwards. And I was in. I was like, oh, boy. Now I really want to see his ass get kicked.
Oh, and you can tell Leon Edwards was so when he won, well, finally, because he knew he won. If you watched the fight, like he wasn't losing at any point in that fight.
And I swear to God, Joe Rogan is the biggest dumbass. Like, there's a fight where Leon Edwards, he's dominating the fight the entire time. A minute and a half left in the fight, he's on his back. Like Colby finally does something and has him on his back, and he goes, Joe Rogan, this isn't a good look for Leon. This is not how you want to finish the fight on your back. This is not good. And it took Daniel Cormier to being like, yeah, but he's winning.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing to do. It's five rounds.
You realize he has like won the last four rounds.
Yeah, the match
and
is over.
He's winning. Even after the fight, interviews were done. They go Joe Rogan. They go back to their desk and they're like, "All right, well, let's talk about it. What do you have to say, Joe?" Joe's talking as if Leon lost the fight. And he's like, he was just doing some things where emotions got the best of him.
It doesn't shock me if Joe Rogan was going for, it was rooting for Colby.
I mean, we all know why.
Yeah, like, so it doesn't
We saw the orange guy ringside last night. Like, Joe Hat was noon to six immediately when he showed up.
Can I say this? And I don't mean this because he was a good person, because clearly that, you know, is debatable. At best.
Debatable.
But,
yeah,
man.
Different show.
I got to be honest, man. I miss Donald.
No, you
I
don't.
Miss the Donald. No, this is why. Not because, no, again, at least he was, say what you want to, and he was entertaining. Every single day was something new with that guy. Like,
Covfefe.
I can't remember the last time we heard the president talk or seen the president address anything. The Donald gave me sound bites every single day.
Yeah,
he knew he was going to do something.
Oh, something for us to talk about. Pulling on my leg hair, something from
man,
Joe Biden.
Like that guy, like, I don't know who was. I'm curious of who his staff or writers were, like, when he was giving his speeches, because there's no way somebody. He was going up there winging stuff. You can tell.
Well, yeah.
Everyone else just sounds all, you know, proper.
I had a 6,000 word prepared speech. My writers spent hours on it. I'm just winging it up here. It's fine. I'm the greatest. I'm the best.
That's a good one. Mm. There you go.
No, it's really not.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Listen, when you're hanging out with Kid Rock in 2023, you're doing something wrong. It's
or
not,
incredibly it, right.
We're not
on talk, who you're talking.
We're
to.
Not talking about
ball with the ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy.
No,
diggy,
that's what I'm saying.
Up jumps the boogie. Come
definitely
on, man.
Would have been cool in 2002, 2003 if you were hanging out with Kid Rock. But yeah. you know, American Badass.
When he was
Kid
a rapper,
Rock.
When yeah, rapper Kid Rock, yeah, not country
Pam
star.
Anderson
Kid Rock.
At that point too, Kid Rock.
Huh?
Oh, he was with Pam Anderson in 2002, 2003.
Yeah, that was badass.
Who wasn't?
Well, was he really?
Well, I don't. It was just a few rockers, brother. I think it was Tommy Lee, and then. Going on to, yeah, basically Tommy Lee 2.0.
Hey, all I know is if I had 91 charges and tried to overthrow this country, I definitely wouldn't be able to sit ringside at a UFC
But
fight.
You're not the Donald.
I digress.
You're not the Donald. He's going to show up.
All right, we're starting to sound like a different kind of show.
Hey, I didn't want to go down this road.
I'm just saying he's funny. I think he's a good dude.
I left news for a reason.
speaking of blowhards, we're going to have to get to Aaron Rodgers at some point. L.A., they finally did it. We'll throw down some Monopoly money on our bets. And big win for college football yesterday. And I don't think you know what I'm talking about. And if we have time, we're gonna have to sit and talk and really talk about how Draymond needs some help.
Can we use our Sensi voices?
Yeah. Bring it down. Like, I heard Sue saying that. Bring it down a few octaves. I mean, I hope he's all right. I hope we can, you know, get him the help he needs and, you know.
Well, and then his apology, Draymond's apology, too. You know, I don't actually apologize, but when I, you know, for things that I meant to do, but God.
You know, when I assault someone on accident, I'll apologize, but when I assault someone
purpose?
For real.
They deserve that.
Yeah. All right. We got to go a break next speed because we're getting Wally pipped at 9:30 for Oregon Ducks versus Syracuse. At least it's a good. Like, good opponent. It's not like Cal State Fullerton or something like that, or, you know, Colorado School of the Mines, who played in the Division II national championship. That's a school. Colorado
quarterback is
School of the Mines.
Oh, I thought you said mimes. No. Like, that's what they. It's Clown College? Is that
Dude, I'm sure their hand signals for audibles are insane.
Oh, like, that'd be great. That'd be great. Just imagine the quarterback doing a mime for, you know,
like,
for their,
can't keep
for their
track.
Silent team.
We can't
like,
keep track of them.
There.
Like, it's too good. All right. Man. Let's move it along because we got some news about Aaron Rodgers and his rehab. We get to that next here on Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. right here on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Yeah. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That's right. That's the show name. That's who we are. Trying to get some Liverpool on the TV. Going against Manchester United this morning.
Oh, look at that boot.
Oh, he hits it with the big right toe. A magisterial goal. He serves it on a silver platter.
Oh, you guys' impressions are off the charts today. I got to be honest.
No, I'm telling you, Ray Hudson, I believe he now calls games for Miami FC, and he actually started doing that before Messi got there. So, great move by him. If he's not doing it anymore, I don't know. But, dude, comedy. Like, his... he has YouTube compilations of some of his best calls, and it is it's the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
like,
usually when I'm watching soccer or football, the other football, the real one, I guess.
What the hell are you saying?
It's soccer.
One?
Huh? There's like, I don't know, like six other continents that say it's the football. It's the right one.
They call it that in Antarctica? America.
Probably.
Hot dogs.
I would like to know what they call it in Antarctica. Is there a team in Antarctica?
I don't think they have figured out that sports exist down there. I still think they're so off the grid that they're like, wait, what? You can do physical activities and not freeze to death? That's cool.
Oh, but we're only football.
A lot of hockey.
Lots of hockey, probably. Lots of hockey. No, I typically watch it on mute.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. So... I saw this on the old Reddit yesterday, and I don't want to take the idea completely, but some dude said he would eat a banana, a whole banana, peel and all, if Aaron Rodgers plays a game.
It's not odd. People do it all the time.
Peel and all?
Yeah, protein, I guess. Like, that's it's a real thing. Like, I know a lot of guys are like super buffed out and lift weights and everything like that, and they eat the whole joint. Yeah.
Well... I will not eat a whole banana, but what do we want to do? What will I eat if Aaron Rodgers plays a game? Because dude is not playing a game.
Maybe haggis? No.
Haggis is not bad.
That's something that like people really enjoy.
It tastes like... And, you know,
I've never had haggis. We've talked about this, right?
It tastes like Jimmy Dean sausage.
How does haggis keep showing up as a
I used to love Jimmy Dean sausage.
Man, that's what it tastes like when it's all, you know, but yeah. So no, I would eat haggis.
That's how staunch I am on this.
I got one for you guys.
Listen, I wrote it down. I was like, all right, what food will I eat if he finishes a game? I'm like, you know what? No, that's a cop-out right there. Even plays, because the reports that came out are that he is likely to be medically cleared by next week.
It sounds irresponsible.
Like, in the history of Achilles injuries, like, in dudes that aren't 40 that, like, didn't have this injury just 3 months ago, has anyone ever been like, dude, I think I might be ready here soon?
Well, have any of those dudes did ayahuasca in a cave?
Have any of them smoked poison tree frog venom before? Yeah. That's a thing, by the way.
I already know. It probably is. Like, listen, Aaron Rodgers.
I already know. I did it.
Aaron Rodgers, we know that he's a weirdo. Like, let's just go ahead and put that out there. This isn't new for Aaron. This sounds like, you know, somebody with a God complex that truly believes after 3 months of rupturing your Achilles and you're 39 years old, 38, how old is Aaron Rodgers?
Old.
Old enough to where regular injuries linger the way that they didn't when you were younger. But now that you have a serious injury, you mean to tell us that you're going to be ready for action for the lowly Jets? Well, maybe not lowly, but yeah, they're
5-8.
Yeah, I mean,
that sounds pretty low. They were 4-8 before winning.
Because it could have been way worse. We know when Aaron Rodgers went down the first game of the season, that could have been way worse. We could be talking about a 1-13 team right now. Like it's very plausible that could have been their fate. But for whatever reason, they've won 5 games, and I think that's 4 more than any of us thought they would win without Aaron Rodgers. But for him to think that he can come back from an Achilles injury, we saw KD try to rush himself back after a calf injury that and didn't work and turned into an Achilles thing. Hey, man, if you want to play another year, Aaron Rodgers, man, sit your old ass at home, do some more ayahuasca, smoke whatever you're going to smoke, bro, and then rest up so you can get back to this Jets team and try to make it competitive.
So, and we got about a month until we start hearing that Kirk Cousins is like, hey, Vikings made the wild card. Kirk might be back. No, because he's not a selfish a-hole and has the future in mind for not just his health, but his team. And is like, yeah, no, me trying to come back and play is not like...
It's a dumb idea.
Bro, again, yeah, all the Achilles injuries in history, like, of course, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers has the magical Achilles that just heals up better than everybody else.
He's
like,
A-Rodge, babe. He's A-Rodge. No, guys, come on. He's the special. His brother was on The Bachelor, right? Like, magical. I'm just kidding. I'm going to lean into what you guys are saying, too. No, I'm not the hugest fan of what Aaron Rodgers is doing. He's very, you know, every time he appears on Pat McAfee's show, he's just kind of sitting there with his long hair.
Got the smirk on his face.
Yeah, he's smarter than
he's
you.
Trolling
he's
trolling us,
than
man.
Me.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is trolling us. There's no way this fool knows he's not coming back from an Achilles injury.
The last time we saw him on the field, Rashad, he was literally standing, not running around, standing, throwing passes, and everyone's freaking out. It's like
talking about the practice video, right?
Yeah,
the slow-mo practice video.
A guy's standing, injured or not, throwing a football. Like if I broke my leg and I were in a cast, I could be standing there doing that.
I was gonna say, sense to me. I can do that. Exactly. You want put me in a Jets helmet, a red jersey, and have me do a little. Easy 2-3-step drop back and a little flick. I was doing it yesterday with Joey in our driveway. All right. Does that mean I'm ready to take on 300-pound bearing down defensive lineman running full speed at me? Because guess what? That happened week one to Aaron Rodgers, and he tore his Achilles.
Because he's old.
There's no way he's ready. And honestly, if he does come back, his career's over. Because I'm sorry. No one's going to say this out loud, but guys, you talk about the 300-pound lineman, 350-pound lineman coming after him. They're going to be targeting that Achilles. Yeah, like nobody's going to say that out loud, but of course they're going to be diving for his ankles.
If he comes back, I don't know if his career is over. I still think there are a lot of teams that, if nothing else, could use the circus that comes with Aaron Rodgers to be on their team. So a lot of bottom feeders in the league that, you know, could use someone like that in their locker room, or at least they think they do. So yeah, I don't think his career would be over. Somebody's gonna give him a chance, but I don't think it's not gonna be anybody worthwhile.
So the Jets are 5-8. And it's very convenient for them right now because they are still like in the playoffs or in the playoff hunt technically. Right. And as we're getting closer to the end of the season, I mean, it's easy for him to be like, oh yeah, I might come back. As long as they are still in it, I might be ready. But the moment they're out of it, it's going to be like, you know what? We're going to take our time on this. And, you know, it's the right decision for me and the team. And we can see right through it. All right. We know, like, there's no other player. I've said it as came back from an injury this quick, but there's also no other player that does this. And it looks for the attention. Like, you tore your Achilles, go.
There it is.
Take the season off. You're fine. Like, work on what you have to get to be at your best for next season and then play football. But It's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and so he loves the attention. Yeah, so, yeah, let me get – nobody was talking about me because they're definitely not talking about the Jets. So let me get people talking about us again. And Pat McAfee is just as culpable because he puts Aaron Rodgers on every week because he knows it's going to get ratings for me. It's going to get attention for him. That's just the way it works.
And can I point out, too, I hate getting lost in social media land. I do. I was kind of deep.
It's so easy to do, too.
It is, too. I was on X deep in some replies about, like, some Aaron Rodgers, like, hot take. And
this news broke, like, last night, so it definitely added, like, 30 minutes, an hour to my night when I wanted to go to bed a little bit early. I'm like, great, now I got to look up all this crap.
Well, and maybe the news coming out last night induced some booze-induced responses or booze-fueled responses, I guess I should say.
Jordan sees a tweet, damn it, shot.
Exactly.
Are you kidding? Shot.
But seeing somebody, like, it was just one idiot saying that, like, well, what about Shohei Ohtani? You know, he's having surgery on his UCL, and he's coming back faster than ever. And I'm like, hold on a second. I don't think there was some special procedure that Aaron Rodgers had on his Achilles, right? He had an Achilles repair. You can't compare him to somebody, A, 10 plus years younger, B, that had a totally different procedure on. It wasn't Tommy John. It was, as his agent said, a totally unnamed procedure that's never happened before. A-Rod, I mean, unless he went and got stem cells down in Mexico and we're not
well,
hearing about it.
Not Mexico.
well, because you can actually, you can get the real stem cells there. So that's probably.
Is it? They went to Europe? Wasn't that where Peyton Manning went for his like neck
Germany or something like that. I don't know.
Go to Benin, the birthplace of voodoo, and try something out there. That sounds like something right up Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers would definitely go do some voodoo.
He probably did.
Put a hex on the rest of the league.
That's probably what it is. He's like, I went through a very spiritual experiment with some local voodoo masters in Benin in the Horn of Africa, and my Achilles is ready to go. Rub some chicken blood on it and some goat urine, and now I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Aaron Rodgers does a great job of keeping himself in the public eye of football fans, and this is just Pat McAfee again is going to be always the vehicle that he uses to get whatever he wants to say across.
Well, while everyone speculates about whether Aaron Rodgers will play another game this season, we don't have to speculate. We know there will be a coach not coaching in the NFL for the rest of the season.
Oh my God, and probably the rest of forever, hopefully.
Well, yeah, maybe not in the NFL ranks. We get to that next here on Football Sunday. But first, Jordan Schultze with a SportsCenter update.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We go down to Los Angeles for some football action. No, I'm not talking about the LA Bowl hosted by Gronk. I'm not talking about that.
Mic on. Which sounds like an awesome time.
Sang the anthem, I'm pretty sure.
The Starco Brands LA Bowl brought to you by Gronk, or hosted by Gronk. No, I know you guys want us to break that down, give you an hour of analysis on that. But no,
really just who came to the party before and after, what booties were there, which ladies walked in and out. No, that's really the breakdown that I want.
Yeah.
It is LA. We will get to college football in the second half, but in Los Angeles, the Chargers did something that I'm pretty sure they haven't done since, like, 1995.
Made the news?
Oh, that's a good point. Was that their year that they went to the Super Bowl against the 49ers? Was that 94, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good question.
But they fired their head coach in the middle of the season, Brandon Staley, which should have been done 3-4 different times this season. But it comes after what I think is the most embarrassing display of football by a professional team in NFL history. The Raiders, who scored 0 points the week before to the Minnesota Vikings, they lost 3-0. They scored 63 points. 63 points. The Raiders with Aiden O'Connell as their quarterback.
Second widest margin between weeks, by the way, after a scoreless performance in NFL history.
The fact that that's the second
Oh, it's crazy. Kind of sad.
I don't know what the first is. Yeah. I saw it was the second.
I mean, it was 42-0 at halftime. The over-under in that game was 34.5. The Raiders hit that by themselves in the first half. Thank God for Justin Herbert's sake, for that quote-unquote fan base, whatever is left of them. I know my boy Tanner, he is bolt up to the day he dies. He had a few years where he was really questioning it, and then he stuck with him. I'm sorry, bud. But hey, at least this is the high point of the season, right? Like, it couldn't get any worse than what happened. I've never seen a coach fired at halftime, but they should have done that too.
Yeah.
It was that damn bad. Thank God.
This kind of, for me, just for me, it kind of sheds light on the NFL's need to win today. Need to win, you know, right now. Because you don't have Justin Herbert right now. He's out with this, you know, fractured finger and everything. But, you know, Brandon Staley was hired because he was a great defensive coordinator at a point with a team that was like number one in, you know, and points against and stuff like that in the Rams, you know, prior to coming, you know, over the
Yeah, Sean McVay farted on him.
So they're
like, hey, he must know something.
You know, he must. And to be honest, his first couple years, he went, 9-8 his first year? Middle of the road, you know, that's his first year. Then second year, you go, 10-7, you know, somewhere around there. Hold on, let's see what he went to say.
Yeah, I mean, as far as records go, I know that seven. I think his final overall record as head coach was like 24-24.
Now, mind you, you got waxed in the playoff game against Jacksonville.
Not so much waxed, just embarrassed by letting them come back.
Yeah, they shouldn't have come back. Yeah,
time. Yeah,
they were up big, but you're 5-9 right now.
I guess waxed in the second half.
And how about this? We don't think about this, but there are a lot of guys that came over with Brandon Staley from that Rams team. And, you know, to be a part of that defense. But if you're the Chargers, this is your second coach you fired since you drafted Justin Herbert. Like, I mean, you're still in this position of trying to figure out what's what. So I do think there are some things to fix. That defense definitely has to be fixed. And that's why you hired him, because he was a defensive-minded defensive-minded coach. But Dean Spanos is like, yeah, we need more.
Dean Spanos, obviously, this isn't working.
The fans deserve more. Like,
I don't feel like, I feel bad for the fans, but Dean Spanos, reap what you sow, dude.
Yeah,
honestly,
100%.
Well, it's just one of those rich kids, right? His daddy was the owner of the team, and then he gets gifted this amazing now $3-4 billion gem.
And there's nothing wrong with totally generational wealth. Up. Like, that's awesome. You know, that you're able to build that for your. For your, you know, family, you know. However, I think there's
a limit, though. God,
there it is. I think there is a limit.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see an idiot. I mean, I don't think he's as bad as Dave Tepper, right? If I had to pick an evil, I'd probably want Dean Spanos as my owner, and he's still got the most attractive head coaching opening in the NFL.
Listen,
every GM and every coach, if they had to start from scratch, they'd want this. You know, recipe or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of coaches interested in this job for Justin Herbert alone. I do want to read this because it's absolutely hilarious in hindsight. On November 26th, so that was the game after Thanksgiving. So that is when the Chargers, I don't think it's when they beat the Patriots 6-0. No, they lost to the Ravens 20-10 that game. Then they went on to beat the Patriots 6-0. And then before their Raiders debacle, they took another L, and I'm just trying to remember who it was against. They lost to the Broncos. That's right, 24-7. 10 points, 6 points, 7 points. Gosh, if you think Brandon Staley should have got fired, Kellen Moore should probably got fired too. And then that led to this week with the 63 points. But the quote that I want to read, that Sunday after Thanksgiving, Brandon Staley was asked if his message was still reaching the team. You know what he said?
What'd he say?
Yeah, otherwise you get blown out of the stadium in one of these games. You'd get blown out of the stadium, and that hasn't happened yet.
And then?
Was it 3 weeks later, the Raiders put up 63 points. Like, we saw the Dolphins put up 70 this year, and that offense is amazing. Like, that is as giving up on a coach as I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, and
I'm pretty young. Like, text line, Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Chime in, because I know there's people much older than me listening. Have you ever seen a team give up on a coach like that, or like a performance like that? Because, again, I think that is goes down as one of the most embarrassing performances games in it for an NFL team in history. Like,
and you can't fire the players at that point.
No, I mean,
like, and that's the thing. That's who probably should be fired, is some of those players
I think
on the defense.
They've been doing this for the last few weeks.
No, and I'm saying, like, and you just mentioned the margins that they've been losing. Why? This is classic Chargers. Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. They were always like 3-point loss, like 6-point loss, like, oh, they were right there, it's a good game, but they lost by 4. And this was always the case with the San Diego Chargers and now the Los Angeles Chargers. Well, this is always kind of what it was for them. This is why they were always close but no cigar. We always known the Chargers have been a great team with great offensive pieces, but for whatever reason, they always lose that game 24-27. They always lose that game, 22-24. It's like, yeah, like, what can you do?
This is the Marty Schottenheimer curse. You fired him after going 14-2,
which was terrible.
Like, and then, I understand.
And then hired Norv.
They lost. Was it that? I think they lost. I don't know if that was the year that they lost to the Jets.
Yeah, it was a bad. It was a playoff loss that just left the owners, I guess, really salty.
Yeah, apparently. But again, like, ever since then,
was it the Ravens. No, that was the can't wait year. That was the.
I want to say it was one of the years that either the first year the Jets went to the AFC Championship game with Sanchez and Rexford. I'd have to go back and look, but that's how I see this. Is like, you guys are cursed because you effed up with Schottenheimer, and quite frankly, Spanos, you cursed your team more by moving him from San Diego to LA.
That, and mind you, San Diego was acting like they didn't want the Chargers, or they did, but they weren't acting like they when coming to the games. Like, it was one of those stadiums, like, San Diego was often not full, like, at all. Like, people didn't really care. Now at least it's like a spectator thing, so if you're in LA, we'll go to a football game. Hey,
dude,
Chargers,
it sucks. Like, that team, I really do like the Chargers. The powder blues, those dark navy blue uniforms that they rock sometimes, the LaDainian Tomlinson days, Junior Seau, like, that's a fun team to root for. But it's hard to root for them when they do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Just going back to and looking at their 14-2 season, it was 06, and they actually lost, guys, to the New England Patriots.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, honestly, it's like that even, I guess hindsight's always 20/20, but that even makes it look more stupid if it could.
Do you have the score of that game by
chance? Yeah, 24-21. It wasn't like some crazy beatdown. It was New England led 3-0 in the first quarter. San Diego actually led 14-10 at halftime. Then New England came back 14-13, and it was a really close fourth quarter. New England barely outscored them 11-7 for the win. Obviously, it came down to it. So how do you fire a guy that leads you to a 14-2 record and that far into the playoffs getting that
losing
close?
Changes everything. For instance, something, and we haven't talked about it, and obviously, but quietly, Bill Belichick and the Patriots are like, yep, parting ways into this season. Can't do this anymore. Losing changes things. You think if Bill Belichick was still winning, he'd be like, yeah, I'm going to walk away, retire now. No, now that you're the worst team in football right now, yeah, I don't really want to be a part of it. Kraft is like, I never really liked you, so we can go ahead. Seriously, I think Robert Kraft couldn't wait. Like, and he couldn't
just put up with
it. Yeah, he's put up with it forever. Like, you're a little surly attitude. And I'm a Pats fan. I love Bill, so I understand. But at the same time, when you love somebody, you know what it is. You know how they act and how they respond to stuff. And Belichick isn't the easiest person to probably get along with. And so, yeah, let him go.
I know we're up against it, but he's one of the names being mentioned already.
To fill
as the Chargers.
Ooh.
That's going to, yeah.
GM. I'm not sure they'd offer him the GM position.
I just love working with Bill Belichick.
I mean, they let him coach. I'm not sure they'd offer him GM. I don't know.
He doesn't need to be a GM.
No, at 74, whatever he is, do you think he'd take?
He's never been a good GM. He's lucky enough to have drafted Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Well, thank God. Let's just say that. I took it as a personal affront to let Brandon Staley still be the head coach. As a football fan, I was offended every time they rolled him out. And thank God, like, the first...
he's not... Don't act like he's like, what's the McDaniels? He's not Josh McDaniels.
No, but why was
like
he hired in the first place, you guys? He was a freaking linebackers coach up until 2020. That was his first year as defensive coordinator for the Rams. And because they had a good year, oh, Look at that. Yeah, all of a sudden, he's an amazing head coach.
You look at a Mike Vrabel, or you look at one of those guys.
Well, that, Mike Vrabel was...
defensively was you know, was great, you know, and as Mike a like a defensive stud. Coach, but yeah.
Brandon Staley looks like a frat boy.
Come yeah. Sometimes it doesn't work as a head coach.
All right. Let's lose some Monopoly money, eh? Who do you love coming up next here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan?
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's take a look at the standings. Rashad, buddy.
Sir.
Rough week last week.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
0-3.
It wasn't great.
You and I both got screwed by the Texans. You realize that Texans Jets game last week was 0-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
I think 11 or 12 straight punts.
Yeah, when I saw the halftime score, end of the third quarter, I was like, uh-oh.
Where's LL?
Sorry, no, that's a brain fart on mine.
I'm giving you some grief. It's all good.
You're good. Grief, well deserved.
But yeah, that game was 0-0 at halftime, and then the Jets ended up winning 30-6 to give them false hope that they're still in the playoff hunts and Aaron Rodgers will come back. And so you and I were both wrong there, but you and Jordan also took the L on that Lions game last week, yeah, which I hate to tell you guys, I saw Colin Cowherd tweet about that game that morning saying that he liked the Bears. And so that just really rubbed some salt in the wound that Colin Cowherd was right on that bet.
Why?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
I don't know.
In what world does he usually come out and say, you know, Chicago looks like they're going to be a powerhouse?
Dude, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and I was like, you know, there was the part of me, I'm like, what does he know that
we
don't?
He was just guessing.
We're all just
guessing.
Ass against the wall, hoping something sticks.
Yes. And then you silly goose, you took the Eagles +3.5 against my Cowboys at home.
Whoa.
The Eagles are in a sunken place.
Listen,
nobody thought that they would do it twice in a row. What?
My emotions as a Cowboy fan are always on a roller coaster, but I don't think I ever felt more confident in a game, Cowboys Eagles, than I did last week. I said that they were going to win by at least 10, and they won by 20.
Yeah.
So I got my Cowboys -3.5 right. Did not get Texans -3 right. But the Buccaneers, two-point underdog, they covered against the Falcons, so that gives me 2-1. You got your Saints -5.5, which was very good. Well, 5.5 and some.
Well, that was a good one for them.
And then the Jags. The Jags, just the money line last week. Dude, that is brutal. That was against the Browns at Cleveland, which the Browns are 8-5 still. How Joe Flacco and that team is still 6-1 at home.
300 plus yards. They owned that team. And Trevor Lawrence, I mean, thankfully he's not done for the rest of the year, but going down with that sprained ankle or whatever you want to call it, that was pretty bad for him too.
And as far as I know, he is playing today. I did not see anything.
They're going to tape him up.
Yeah, I don't think so. He should be in.
So, standings are, Rashad, you dropped to 9-11-1.
Oh, that hurt.
I jumped to 11-9-1, and Schultz at 8-13.
This is just a bad year for me.
We got four. Well, actually, we don't have 4 weeks left because we don't have a show next week, and we don't have a show the week after that. Rashad and I will be on primetime on Thursday, though, 3-7. So we're getting Football Sunday on Thursday. Football Thursday.
Thursday. We'll take it.
Well, you got Will Ortner. Because I'm in the morning this week.
Two-thirds of Football Sunday. So big
we'll
Will.
And I'm not saying anything bad against Will. It's like, yeah, it's just not complete.
It's not Football Sunday to its full effect. But we'll have Big Willie Style in producing with us. But my first bet, I'm going pretty emotional on these first two bets.
Okay.
This first one, I'm going Dolphins covering the 8 points because all the talk the last, 12 hours, whatever, is, oh, man, Aaron Rodgers, he might come back. The Jets still have a chance. They beat the Texans last week. They're 5-8. Zach Wilson looked pretty good. So if they can string together a couple wins, but you're going to go play Miami today. They will not have Tyreek Hill. They are going to have Devon Achane on the plane at running back, backing up Mostert. And I don't know if you just saw what the Dolphins did last week. Peeing down their leg against the Tennessee Titans in the last three minutes of that game and blowing that game. Mm-hmm. They're pissed. Like, I cannot imagine that they're going to go into this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We go down to Los Angeles for some football action. No, I'm not talking about the LA Bowl hosted by Gronk. I'm not talking about that.
Mic on. Which sounds like an awesome time.
Sang the anthem, I'm pretty sure.
The Starco Brands LA Bowl brought to you by Gronk, or hosted by Gronk. No, I know you guys want us to break that down, give you an hour of analysis on that. But no,
really just who came to the party before and after, what booties were there, which ladies walked in and out. No, that's really the breakdown that I want.
Yeah.
It is LA. We will get to college football in the second half, but in Los Angeles, the Chargers did something that I'm pretty sure they haven't done since like 1995.
Made the news?
Oh, that's a good point. Was that their year that they went to the Super Bowl against the 49ers? Was that 94, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh, that's a good question.
But they fired their head coach in the middle of the season, Brandon Staley, which should have been done 3-4 different times this season. But it comes after what I think is the most embarrassing display of football by a professional team in NFL history. The Raiders, who scored 0 points the week before to the Minnesota Vikings, they lost 3-0. They scored 63 points. 63 points. The Raiders with Aiden O'Connell as their quarterback.
Second widest margin between weeks, by the way, after a scoreless performance in NFL history.
The fact that that's the second.
Oh, it's kind of sad. I don't know what the first is. Yeah. I saw it was the second.
I mean, it was 42-0 at halftime. The over-under in that game was 34.5. The Raiders hit that by themselves in the first half. Thank God for Justin Herbert's sake, for that quote-unquote fan base, whatever is left of them. I know my boy Tanner, he is bolt up to the day he dies. He had a few years where he was really questioning it, and then he stuck with him. I'm sorry, bud. But hey, at least this is the high point of the season, right? Like, it couldn't get any worse than what happened. I've never seen a coach fired at halftime, but they should have done that too.
Yeah,
it was that damn bad. Thank God.
I, you know, and this kind of, for me, it kind of sheds light on the NFL's need to win today, need to win, you know, right now, because you don't have Justin Herbert right now. He's out with this, you know, fractured finger and everything. But, you know, Brandon Staley was hired because he was a great defensive coordinator at a point with a team that was like number one in, you know, and points against and stuff like that in the Rams, you know, prior to coming, you know, over the
Oh, yeah, Sean McVay farted on him. So they're like, hey, he must know something.
You know, he must. And to be honest, his first couple years, he went, 9-8 his first year? Middle of the road, you know, that's his first year. Then second year, you go, 10-7, you know, somewhere around there. Hold on, let's see what he went to say.
Yeah, I mean, as far as records go, I know that seven. I think his final overall record as head coach was like 24-24.
Now, mind you, you got waxed in the playoff game against Jacksonville.
Not so much waxed, just embarrassed by letting them come back.
They were up big, but you're 5-9 right now.
I guess waxed in the second half.
And how about this? We don't think about this, but there are a lot of guys that came over with Brandon Staley from that Rams team. And, you know, to be a part of that defense. But if you're the Chargers, this is your second coach you fired since you drafted Justin Herbert. Like, I mean, you're still in this position of trying to figure out what's what. So I do think there are some things to fix. That defense definitely has to be fixed. And that's why you hired him, because he was a defensive-minded defensive-minded coach. But Dean Spanos is like, yeah, we need more.
Dean Spanos, obviously, this isn't working.
The fans deserve more. Like,
I don't feel like I feel bad for the fans, but Dean Spanos, reap what you sow, dude.
Yeah,
honestly,
100%.
Well, it's just one of those rich kids, right? His daddy was the owner of the team, and then he gets gifted this amazing now $3-4 billion gem.
And there's nothing wrong with totally generational wealth. Up. Like, that's awesome. You know that you're able to build that for your. For your, you know, family, you know. However, I think there's
a limit, though. God,
there it is. I think there is a limit.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see an idiot. I mean, I don't think he's as bad as Dave Tepper, right? If I had to pick an evil, I'd probably want Dean Spanos as my owner, and he's still got the most attractive head coaching opening in the NFL.
Listen,
every GM and every coach, if they had to start from scratch, they'd want this. You know, recipe or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of coaches interested in this job for Justin Herbert alone. I do want to read this because it's absolutely hilarious in hindsight. On November 26th, so that was the game after Thanksgiving. So that is when the Chargers, I don't think it's when they beat the Patriots 6-0. No, they lost to the Ravens 20-10 that game. Then they went on to beat the Patriots 6-0. And then before their Raiders debacle, they took another L, and I'm just trying to remember who it was against. They lost to the Broncos. That's right, 24-7. 10 points, 6 points, 7 points. Gosh, if you think Brandon Staley should have got fired, Kellen Moore should probably got fired too. And then that led to this week with the 63 points. But the quote that I want to read, that Sunday after Thanksgiving, Brandon Staley was asked if his message was still reaching the team. You know what he said?
What'd he say?
Yeah, otherwise you get blown out of the stadium in one of these games. You'd get blown out of the stadium, and that hasn't happened yet.
And then?
Was it 3 weeks later? The Raiders put up 63 points. Like, we saw the Dolphins put up 70 this year, and that offense is amazing. Like, that is as giving up on a coach as I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, and
I'm pretty young. Like, text line, Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Chime in, because I know there's people much older than me listening. Have you ever seen a team give up on a coach like that, or like a performance like that? Because again, I think that goes down as one of the most embarrassing performances, games in it for an NFL team in history. Like,
and you can't fire the players at that point.
No, I mean,
like, and that's the thing. That's who probably should be fired, is some of those players on the defense.
I think they've been doing this for the last few weeks.
No, and I'm saying, and you just mentioned the margins that they've been losing. Why? This is classic Chargers. Philip Rivers and the Chargers. They were always like 3-point loss, like 6-point loss, like, oh, they were right there, it's a good game, but they lost by 4. And this was always the case with the San Diego Chargers and now the Los Angeles Chargers. Well, this is always kind of what it was for them. This is why they were always close but no cigar. We always known the Chargers have been a great team with great offensive pieces, but for whatever reason, they always lose that game 24-27. They always lose that game, you know, 22-24. It's like, yeah, like what can you do?
This is the Marty Schottenheimer curse. You fired him after going 14-2,
which was terrible.
Like, and then, I understand.
And then hired Norv.
They lost. Was it that? I think they lost. I don't know if that was the year that they lost to the Jets.
Yeah, it was a bad. It was a playoff loss that just left the owners, I guess, really salty.
Yeah, apparently. But again, like ever since then,
was it the Ravens. No, that was the can't wait year. That was the
Yeah, I want to say it was one of the years that either the first year the Jets went to the AFC Championship game with Sanchez and Rashard. I'd have to go back and look, but that's how I see this. Is like you guys are cursed because you effed up with Schottenheimer, and quite frankly, Spanos, you cursed your team more by moving them from San Diego to LA.
That, and mind you, San Diego was acting like they didn't want the Chargers, or they did, but they weren't acting like they when coming to the games. Like it was one of those stadiums, like San Diego was often not full, like at all, like people didn't really care. Now at least it's like a spectator thing, so if you're in LA, we'll go to a football game. Hey,
dude,
Chargers,
it sucks. Like that team, I really do like the Chargers, the powder blues, those dark navy blue uniforms that they rock sometimes, the LaDainian Tomlinson days, Junior Seau, like that's a fun team to root for. But it's hard to root for them when they do stuff like this.
Yeah.
Just going back to and looking at their 14-2 season, it was 06, and they actually lost, guys, to the New England Patriots.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, honestly, it's like that even, I guess hindsight's always 20/20, but that even makes it look more stupid if it could.
Do you have the score of that game?
Yeah, 24-21. It wasn't like some crazy beatdown. It was New England led 3-0 in the first quarter. San Diego actually led 14-10 at halftime. Then New England came back 14-13, and it was a really close fourth quarter. New England barely outscored them 11-7 for the win. Obviously, it came down to it. So how do you fire a guy that leads you to a 14-2 record and that far into the playoffs getting that
losing
close?
Changes everything. For instance, something, and we haven't talked about it, and you know, obviously, but quietly, Bill Belichick and the Patriots are like, "Yep, parting ways into this season. Can't
do
this anymore."
Reports coming out. Yeah.
Losing changes things. You think if Bill Belichick was still winning, he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm going to walk away, retire now." No, now that you're the worst team in football right now, yeah, I don't really want to be a part of it. Kraft is like, "I never really liked you, so we can." Go ahead. Seriously, I think Robert Kraft couldn't wait. Like, and he couldn't
just put up with.
Yeah,
him,
just put up with it forever. Like your little surly attitude. And I'm a Pats fan. I love Bill, so I understand. But at the same time, when you love somebody, you know what it is. You know how they act and how they respond to stuff. And Belichick isn't the easiest person to probably get along with. And so yeah. Let him go.
I know we're up against it, but he's one of the names being mentioned already.
To fill
as the Chargers.
Ooh.
That's going to,
GM. I'm not sure they'd offer him the GM position.
Just love working with Bill Belichick.
I mean, they let him coach. I'm not sure they'd offer him GM. I don't know.
He doesn't need to be a GM.
No, at 74, whatever he is, do you think he'd take?
He's never been a good GM. He's lucky enough to have drafted Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
Well, thank God. Let's just say that. I took it as a personal affront to let Brandon Staley still be the head coach. As a football fan, I was offended every time they rolled him out. And thank God, like, the first...
Well, he's not... Don't act like he's like, you know, what's the McDaniels, you know? He's not Josh McDaniels.
No, but why was
like
he hired in the first place, you guys? He was a freaking linebackers coach up until 2020. That was his first year as defensive coordinator for the Rams. And because they had a good year... Oh! Look at that. Yeah, all of a sudden, he's an amazing head coach.
You look at a Mike Vrabel, or you look at one of those guys.
Well,
that,
Mike
you know,
Vrabel was...
Defensively was, you know, was great, you know, and as
Mike
a like a defensive
stud.
Coach, but yeah.
Brandon Staley
coach,
looks like a frat boy. Come
yeah.
On.
Sometimes it doesn't work as a head coach.
All right. Let's lose some Monopoly money, eh? Who do you love coming up next here on Football Sunday on 1080 The Fan?
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's take a look at the standings. Rashad, buddy.
Sir.
rough week last week.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
0-3.
It wasn't great.
You and I both got screwed by the Texans. You realize that Texans Jets game last week was 0-0 at halftime.
Yeah,
I think 11 or 12 straight punts.
Yeah, when I saw the halftime score, like end of the third quarter, I was like, "Uh-oh,
where's LL?"
Sorry, no, that's a brain fart on mine.
I'm giving you some grief. It's all good.
You're good. Grief, well deserved.
But yeah, that game was 0-0 at halftime, and then the Jets ended up winning 30-6 to give them false hope that they're still in the playoff hunts and Aaron Rodgers will come back. And so you and I were both wrong there, but you and Jordan also took the L on that Lions game last week, yeah, which I hate to tell you guys, I saw Colin Cowherd tweet about that game that morning saying that he liked the Bears. And so that just really rubbed some salt in the wound that Colin Cowherd was right on that bet.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know.
In what world does he usually come out and say, you know, Chicago looks like they're going to be a powerhouse?
Dude, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and I was there was the part of me, I'm like, what does he know that
he was
we
just
don't?
Guessing. He was guessing.
We're all just
guessing.
Yeah, against the wall, hoping something sticks.
Yes. And then you silly goose, you took the Eagles +3.5 against my Cowboys at home.
Whoa.
The Eagles are in a sunken place.
Listen,
nobody thought that they would do it twice in a row. What?
My emotions as a Cowboy fan are always on a roller coaster, but I don't think I ever felt more confident in a game, Cowboys Eagles, than I did last week. I said that they were going to win by at least 10, and they won by 20.
Yeah.
So I got my Cowboys -3.5 right. Did not get Texans -3 right. But the Buccaneers, two-point underdog, they covered against the Falcons, so that gives me 2-1. You got your Saints -5.5, which was very good. That, 5.5 and some.
Well, that was a good one for them.
And then the Jags. The Jags, just the money line last week. Dude, that is brutal. That was against the Browns at Cleveland, which the Browns are 8-5 still. How Joe Flacco and that team is still 6-1 at home.
300 plus yards. They owned that team. And Trevor Lawrence, I mean, thankfully he's not done for the rest of the year, but going down with that sprained ankle or whatever you want to call it, that was pretty bad for him too.
And as far as I know, he is playing today. I did not see anything.
They're going to tape him up.
Yeah, I don't think so. He should be in.
So, standings are, Rashad, you dropped to 9-11-1.
Oh, that hurt.
I jumped to 11-9-1, and Schultz at 8-13.
This is just a bad year for me.
We got four. Well, actually, we don't have 4 weeks left because we don't have a show next week, and we don't have a show the week after that. Rashad and I will be on primetime on Thursday, though, 3-7. So we're getting Football Sunday on Thursday. Thursday.
Football Thursday. Guys, we'll take it.
Well, you got Will Ortner. Because I'm in the morning this week.
Two-thirds of Football Sunday. So big
we'll
Will.
And I'm not saying anything bad against Will. It's like, it's just not complete.
It's not Football Sunday to its full effect. But we'll have Big Willie Style in producing with us. But my first bet, I'm going pretty emotional on these first two bets.
Okay.
This first one, I'm going Dolphins covering the 8 points because all the talk the last, 12 hours, whatever, is, oh, man, Aaron Rodgers, he might come back. The Jets still have a chance. They beat the Texans last week. They're 5-8. Zach Wilson looked pretty good. So if they can string together a couple wins, but you're going to go play Miami today. They will not have Tyreek Hill. They are going to have Devon Achane on the plane at running back, backing up Mostert. And I don't know if you just saw what the Dolphins did last week. Peeing down their leg against the Tennessee Titans in the last three minutes of that game and blowing that game. Mm-hmm. They're pissed. Like, I cannot imagine that they're going to go into this game and let the Jets, but not just win, but keep it close. Dolphins covering the 8. I wish it was, a 7.5, but, I'll take the 8. I'm confident in the Dolphins. And this will set up my dad's Dolphins versus my Cowboys next week.
That should be fun.
That will be very fun.
Should be fun, man. The game I have is probably, as I'm looking at the schedule, number one, the schedule is not very good this week, honest. No. So I'm just picking the ones that I, just randomly. And
you're a masochist.
But the first one I picked, I'm a little surprised by because I have the Tennessee Titans hosting the Houston Texans, the most surprising team in football.
Titans are favored, aren't they?
Titans are favored by 3, which is weird because although the Texans did lose last week in pretty embarrassing fashion to the Jets, So I'm pretty sure that can change a lot of lines for a lot of weeks.
And yeah, as we mentioned, the Titans with that big comeback victory.
However, I am a big fan of CJ Stroud thus far. And again, the most surprising team in football, because nobody expected the Texans to be this good. I think 3 points is nothing, and I think the Texans win big.
Texans covering the 3. Yes, got it. Locked in.
Big old risk with CJ Stroud coming off concussion protocol there, baby. I don't know about that.
It says he's playing.
He's not on the injury report. That's true. I'm looking at another close one. I don't think the line should be this close, but it must be because this terrible team is at home. But the Atlanta Falcons v. the Carolina Panthers, 2.5. I cannot believe the Falcons are only favored by 2.5.
Oh.
So I am going to take the, it's a 120. I think the minus 2.5 is a bit cheaper. So minus 120, you're not getting as much money as you could, but I still like the Falcons to cover. I think Ritter's going to come in and probably embarrass the Panthers defense, because the Panthers defense ain't that great, even though Desmond Ritter ain't that great either.
I was going to say, have you watched the Falcons? Because as far as a 6-7 team, you want to talk about fraudulent. Like, that is one of the worst 6-7 teams I have
Arden
ever
Smith
seen in my life.
Arden Smith has clawed his way to 6-7.
Desmond Ritter, 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
He's
on the air.
Pretty terrible.
You know, Marcus Mariota is the god, and I will defend him to the day I die. So, you know, I'm glad that you benched him for Desmond Ritter. That's really working out. Huh. It's really working out.
It's not.
No, it's not. Also, if you are a sick bastard, the over-under in that game is 32.5. We're getting into Iowa territory with that Falcons-Panthers game. 32.5 over-under for professional NFL teams.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's crazy.
All right. So you are taking Falcons minus 2.5. My next one, again, we're going to all emotions on these bet today. That's exactly what you're supposed to do when you gamble, right? Gamble with your emotions. That's what they always say. Cowboys, you know, I swear to God, the Cowboys win a shootout against the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football. You know, when you're in a shootout, you kind of need a quarterback to do that.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott did that. What did they do? The next week, they host the Eagles, and they don't just beat them. They blow them out of the water, 33-13. But nobody's still buying them. You got to go to Buffalo, and you got to win in Buffalo if you want to prove something to me. You know, love the morning show guys, but that's what they're saying. And I'm like, all right, you know, I know Buffalo's a tough environment, but we've seen Buffalo this year, right? Yeah. Barely escaped Kansas City this year. I understand Josh Allen has an interception problem this year, but guess what? Dak had one last year, and look at him now, so I'm not going to put too much weight into that. This is going to be a good game. It'll be a close game, but I'm taking Cowboys money line. I think it's a 2-point underdog for the Cowboys. I'm just going to take them to get the win and to prove people yet again that this team is for real. Completely different team from what they were at the beginning of the season when they lost to the Cardinals and got blown out by the 49ers. Cowboys money line.
I don't know what coverage you're listening to that said the Cowboys, you know, aren't they don't believe in them, because
they beat the defending NFC champions and people are still
I feel like the sports world couldn't wait for the Cowboys to be good so they can start, you know, praising them and everything. Dak for MVP. That's all I've heard, is Dak is the MVP right now, and the best team, and the Cowboys look like a Super Bowl contender. So
not best team.
Not sure what you've seen, but I digress. But I'm again, no real interest in either one of these teams for whatever reason. But I have been somewhat interested in the New York Giants over the last few weeks.
Oh.
They have won 3 in a row. DeVito, you know. What do they call it? Tommy Cutlet?
Yeah, Tommy Cutlet.
Tommy Cutlet. So, been playing well. They've got this Giants team they've won the last 3 in a row. New Orleans also won their last game. They're 1 in a row. But it was a pretty big win that they had last week against, again, a lowly Panthers team. But
they might be the best team in the NFC South.
It's a very good chance that they are. You know, now, especially now that you got, you know, Alvin Kamara back after that suspension and everything, towards, you know, after what, 4 games, 5 games, however long he was out. But yeah, New Orleans is favored by 5.5. I honestly think the Giants have found kind of lightning in a bottle. First couple games that they played, they were just kind of scraping by. Last game, they won really big. Not really big, but they won bigger than they have been winning. I think they can kind of hold on to that a little bit and go into the Superdome and take one away. So I'm going to go ahead and say that New York is going to take the points. Yeah,
covering the 5.5, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So I'm going player prop here, actually. This is on the Titans. I do believe that, I think Will Levis, regardless of the outcome against the Texans, he's going to have a good passing day. There was a alternate passing prop, Will Levis, 225 yards plus. So I believe he would have to hit 226 to pay, and it's plus 140. I like that money. That's tasty. So I'm going Will Levis. 225 plus passing yards.
Yeah, I love you with the prop bets. I am not any more of a man than you to do that. That takes some balls. That takes some huevos.
Some stones. I put a couple units on it. We'll see if it pays off.
There's just so many prop bets out there. It's very hard to just like choose.
But see, that is why prop bets can be an advantage as you just said, there are so many that it is harder for the bookies to keep up with. You know, all these crazy random prop bets as opposed to the lines on the game.
Good point. So. Good point. I am going to go to the Sunday night football game. Ravens-Jaguars. The over-under is at 41.5. The Ravens, one of the best offenses in the league. The Jags, while they haven't been playing great football since that 49ers game, they have put up at least 24 points in every game they've played. I really wanted to take that Ravens-Rams over last week, but stayed away from it, and sure enough, it hit fairly early. Give me a shootout. Ravens-Jags, this is for some not the number one overall seed, but Ravens lose this. They drop to 10-4. Jags go to 9-5. That's a first seed kind of implications getting closer there. I don't know if the Jags will win, but give me points on this over. And it's got bet down. It's down to 40.5. Give me the 40.5.
There you go.
So if you like prop bets, you're going to love my degenerate gambling because I am going NBA.
Oh, God.
Today there happens to be a game right here in Portland, Oregon. And it's starring the four-time NBA champion, Golden State Warriors, and the Blazers. Now, here's what I'm saying. Without Draymond Green, this is a different Warriors team. They just play different, everything like that. The spread is 5.5. Give me Portland. Give me the points. For sure.
Covering 5.5?
Whoa.
I think they're going to win.
Dude, I hope that does
I think they're
going
to win the night, man.
I mean, they've had
What's their money line for the win?
For the win? I don't know. I ain't got DraftKings really up in front of me.
I got it, sorry.
Blazers have had some rough L's this week.
They have.
That game to some the Jazz blowouts. Where they were favored, they lost. And plus then, yeah, just getting waxed by the Mavericks last night.
But I will say this. Last night was the first time that I've seen most of the Blazers squad on the floor at the same time.
Oh, everybody was back last
with exception
night
of Robert Williams and yeah. everything. Yeah, but
that was the
was
healthiest the Blazers have been
so,
in a while.
So give me another night, you know, back-to-back and... And, you know, against a team that's without a Draymond Green, I like their chances.
All right, my last pick is going to be just a pick. Can't believe this line is this high. 49.5 for the Rams hosting the Commanders. I don't think it's going to go that high. The Rams defense is still decent, and I don't think Sam Howell's going to be going crazy.
49.5?
That is what it says. 49.5. So 7 touchdowns. I'm like, wow. So that still gets there. You're looking at like a 26-20, you know, 28-21 still you're under. So no, I'm thinking under for that 49.5 Rams Commanders today.
Well, I will say that Sam Howell has had one of the weirdest seasons as an NFL quarterback.
Maybe there's something there that I just don't know about.
Well, like, I mean, he is, I don't know if he's still top 5 in passing yards. Thank God he's not anymore because, yeah, that was fraudulent all
just
over.
Weird.
He's number 6, actually, in passing yards this season.
It's crazy.
But he also is tied for the most interceptions in the league with 14. So
he's shooting. He's shooting a shot.
Certainly.
For sure.
All right, that's Who Do You Love? Hopefully we can win some Monopoly dollars back. We got hour number 2 coming up. College football with a big win yesterday, and I don't think you know where it came from. We'll get to that in hour number 2, and then we'll have one segment to wrap up the show before Ducks-Syracuse pregame starts at 9:30. Hour number 2.5, I guess, coming up next on Football Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's take a look at the standings. Rashad, buddy.
Sir.
Rough week last week.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
0-3.
It wasn't great.
You and I both got screwed by the Texans. You realize that Texans Jets game last week was 0-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
I think 11 or 12 straight punts.
Yeah, when I saw the halftime score, end of the third quarter, I was like, uh-oh.
Where's LL?
Sorry, no, that's a brain fart on mine.
I'm giving you some grief. It's all good.
You're good. Grief, well deserved.
But yeah, that game was 0-0 at halftime, and then the Jets ended up winning 30-6 to give them false hope that they're still in the playoff hunts and Aaron Rodgers will come back. And so you and I were both wrong there, but you and Jordan also took the L on that Lions game last week, yeah, which I yikes. Hate to tell you guys, I saw Colin Cowherd tweet about that game that morning saying that he liked the Bears. And so that just really rubbed some salt in the wound that Colin Cowherd was right on that bet.
What?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
In what world does he usually come out and say, you know, Chicago looks like they're going to be a
powerhouse.
Dude,
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and I was like, you know, there was the part of me, I'm like, what does he know that
he was
we
just
don't?
Guessing.
Guessing.
We're all just
guessing.
Yeah, against the wall, hoping something sticks.
Yes. And then you silly goose, you took the Eagles plus 3.5 against my Cowboys at home.
Whoa.
The Eagles are in a sunken place.
Listen,
nobody thought that they would do it twice in a row. What?
Like, my emotions as a Cowboy fan are always on a roller coaster, but I don't think I ever felt more confident in a game, Cowboys-Eagles, than I did last week. I said that they were going to win by at least 10, and they won by 20.
Yeah.
So I got my Cowboys minus 3.5 right, did not get Texans minus 3 right, but the Buccaneers, two-point underdog, they covered against the Falcons, so that gives me 2-1. You got your Saints minus 5.5, which was very good. 5.5 and some.
Well, that was a good one for them.
And then the Jags. The Jags, just the money line last week. Dude, that is brutal. That was against the Browns at Cleveland, which the Browns are 8-5 still. How Joe Flacco and that team is still 6-1 at home.
300 plus yards. They owned that team. And Trevor Lawrence, I mean, thankfully he's not done for the rest of the year, but going down with that sprained ankle or whatever you want to call it, that was pretty bad for him, too.
And as far as I know, he is playing today. I did not see anything.
They're going to tape him up.
Yeah, I don't think so. He should be in.
So, standings are, Rashad, you dropped to 9-11-1.
Oh, that hurt.
I jumped to 11-9-1, and Schultz, at 8-13.
This is just a bad year for me.
We got four. Well, actually, we don't have 4 weeks left because we don't have a show next week, and we don't have a show the week after that. Rashad and I will be on primetime on Thursday, though, 3-7. So we're getting Football Sunday on Thursday. Football Thursday.
Football Thursday. We'll take it.
Well, you got Will Ortner.
Ah,
because I'm in.
I'm in the morning this week.
Two-thirds of Football Sunday. So big Will.
And I'm not saying anything bad against Will. It's like, yeah, it's just not complete.
It's not Football Sunday to its full effect. But we'll have Big Willie style in producing with us. But my first bet, I'm going pretty emotional on these first two bets.
Okay.
This first one, I'm going Dolphins covering the 8 points because all the talk the last, 12 hours, whatever, is, oh, man, Aaron Rodgers, he might come back. The Jets still have a chance. They beat the Texans last week. They're 5-8. Zach Wilson looked pretty good. So if they can string together a couple wins, but you're going to go play Miami today. They will not have Tyreek Hill. They are going to have Devon Achane on the plane at running back, backing up Mostert. And I don't know if you just saw what the Dolphins did last week. Peeing down their leg against the Tennessee Titans in the last three minutes of that game and blowing that game. Mm-hmm. They're pissed. Like, I cannot imagine that they're going to go into this game and let the Jets, but not just win, but keep it close. Dolphins covering the 8. I wish it was, a 7.5, but, I'll take the 8. I'm confident in the Dolphins. And this will set up my dad's Dolphins versus my Cowboys next week.
That should be fun.
That will be very fun.
Should be fun, man. The game I have is probably, as I'm looking at the schedule, number one, the schedule is not very good this week, if I'm just being honest. So I'm just picking the ones that I, just randomly.
And you're a masochist.
But the first one I picked, I'm a little surprised by because I have the Tennessee Titans hosting the Houston Texans, the most surprising team in football.
Titans are favored, aren't they?
Titans are favored by 3, which is weird because although the Texans did lose last week in pretty embarrassing fashion to the Jets. So I'm pretty sure that can change a lot of lines for a lot of weeks.
And yeah, as we mentioned, the Titans with that big comeback victory.
However, I am a big fan of CJ Stroud thus far. And again, the most surprising team in football because nobody expected the Texans to be this good. I think 3 points is nothing. And I think the Texans win big.
Texans covering the 3.
Yes, indeed.
Got it. Locked in.
Big old risk with C.J. Stroud coming off concussion protocol there, baby. I don't know about that.
It says he's playing.
He's not on the injury report. That's true. I'm looking at another close one. I don't think the line should be this close, but it must be because this terrible team is at home. But the Atlanta Falcons v. the Carolina Panthers, 2.5. I cannot believe the Falcons are only favored by 2.5.
Oh.
So I am going to take it's a 120. I think the minus 2.5 is a bit cheaper. So minus 120, you're not getting as much money as you could, but I still like the Falcons to cover. I think Ritter's going to come in and probably embarrass the Panthers defense because the Panthers defense ain't that great, even though Desmond Ritter ain't that great either.
I was going to say, have you watched the Falcons? Because as far as a 6-7 team, you want to talk about fraudulent. Like, that is one of the worst 6-7 teams I have ever
seen
in my life.
Arden Smith clawed his way to 6-7.
Desmond Ritter, 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions
He's
on the air.
Pretty terrible.
Marcus Mariota is the god, and I will defend him to the day I die. So, I'm glad that you benched him for Desmond Ritter. That's really working out. Huh. It's really working out.
It's not.
No, it's not. Also, if you are a sick bastard, the over-under in that game is 32.5. We're getting into Iowa territory with that Falcons-Panthers game. 32.5 over-under for professional NFL teams.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's crazy.
All right. So you are taking Falcons minus 2.5. My next one, again, we're going to all emotions on these bet today. That's exactly what you're supposed to do when you gamble, right? Gamble with your emotions. That's what they always say. Cowboys, I swear to God, the Cowboys win a shootout against the Seahawks on Thursday Night Football. When you're in a shootout, you kind of need a quarterback to do that.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott did that. What did they do? The next week, they host the Eagles and they don't just beat them. They blow them out of the water, 33-13, but nobody's still buying them. You got to go to Buffalo, and you got to win in Buffalo if you want to prove something to me. Love the morning show, guys, but that's what they're saying. And I'm like, all right, I know Buffalo's a tough environment, but we've seen Buffalo this year, right? Yeah. Barely escaped Kansas City this year. I understand Josh Allen has an interception problem this year, but guess what? Dak had one last year, and look at him now, so I'm not going to put too much weight into that. This is going to be a good game. It'll be a close game, but I'm taking Cowboys money line. I think it's a 2-point underdog for the Cowboys. I'm just going to take them to get the win and to prove people yet again that this team is for real. completely different team from what they were at the beginning of the season when they lost to the Cardinals and got blown out by the 49ers. Cowboys money line.
I don't know what coverage you're listening to that said the Cowboys, you know, aren't they don't believe in them because
they
people,
beat the I defending like NFC wait. Champions and people are still
I
like,
feel like the I feel like the sports world couldn't wait for the Cowboys to be good so they can start, you know, praising them and everything and Dak for MVP. That's all I've heard. Is Dak is the MVP right now on this end. The Cowboys are the best team. The Cowboys look like a Super Bowl contender. So
not best team.
I'm not sure what you've seen, but I digress. But I'm again no real interest in either one of these teams for whatever reason. But I have been somewhat interested in the New York Giants over the last few weeks.
Oh,
they have won three in a row. DeVito, you know. What do they call it? Tommy Cutlet?
Yeah, Tommy Cutlet.
Tommy
yeah.
Cutlets,
Tommy
yeah.
Cutlets.
So, been playing well. They've got this Giants team three. Well, they've won the last three in a row. New Orleans also won their last game. They're one in a row. But it was a pretty big win that they had last week against, again, a lowly Panthers team. But
they might be the best team in the NFC South.
It's a very good chance that they are. You know, now especially now that you got, you know, Alvin Kamara back after that suspension and everything towards, you know, after what, five games, however long he was out. But yeah, New Orleans is favored by 5.5. I honestly think the Giants have found kind of lightning in a bottle. First couple games that they played, they were just kind of scraping by. Last game, they won really big. Not really big, but they won bigger than they have been winning. I think they can kind of hold on to that a little bit and go into the Superdome and take one away. So I'm going to go ahead and say that New York is going to take taking the points. Yeah,
covering the 5.5, I believe.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So I'm going player prop here, actually. This is on the Titans. I do believe that, I think Will Levis, regardless of the outcome against the Texans, he's going to have a good passing day. There was a alternate passing prop, Will Levis, 225 yards plus. So I believe he would have to hit 226 to pay, and it's plus 140. I like that money. That's tasty. So I'm going Will Levis. 225 plus passing yards.
Yeah, I love you with the prop bets. I am not any more of a man than you to do that. That takes some balls. It takes some huevos.
Some stones. I put a couple units on it. We'll see if it pays off.
There's just so many prop bets out there. It's very hard to just like choose.
But see, that is why prop bets can be an advantage because, as you just said, there are so many that it is harder for the bookies to keep up with, you know, all these crazy random prop bets as opposed to the lines on the games.
Good point. So. Good point. I am going to go to the Sunday night football game. Ravens Jaguars. The over-under is at 41.5. The Ravens, one of the best offenses in the league. The Jags, while they haven't been playing great football since that 49ers game, they have put up at least 24 points in every game they've played. I really wanted to take that Ravens-Rams over last week, but stayed away from it, and sure enough, it hit fairly early. Give me a shootout. Ravens-Jags, this is for some not the number one overall seed, but Ravens loses. They drop to 10-4. Jags go to 9-5. That's a first seed kind of implications getting closer there. I don't know if the Jags will win, but give me points on this over. And it's got bet down. It's down to 40.5. Give me the 40.5.
There you go.
So if you like prop bets, you're going to love my degenerate gambling because I am going NBA.
Oh, God.
Today there happens to be a game right here in Portland, Oregon, and it's starring the four-time NBA champion Golden State Warriors and the Blazers. Now, here's what I'm saying. Without Draymond Green, this is a different Warriors team. They just play different, everything like that. The spread is 5.5. Give me Portland. Give me the points. For sure.
Covering 5.5?
Whoa.
I think they're going to win.
Dude, I hope that does
I think they're
going
to win tonight, man.
I mean, they've had
What's their money line for the win?
For the win? I don't know. I haven't got DraftKings really up in front of me.
I got it, sorry.
Blazers have had some rough L's this week.
They have.
That game to some the Jazz blowouts. Where they were favored, they lost. And just getting waxed by the Mavericks last night.
But I will say this. Last night was the first time that I've seen most of the Blazers squad on the floor at the same time.
Oh, everybody was back last
with exception
night
of Robert Williams. And everybody. But
that
was
the
was
healthiest the Blazers have been in a while.
So give me another night, you know, back-to-back and, you know, against a team that's without a Draymond Green, I like their chances.
All right, my last pick is going to be just a points a pick. Here the can't believe this line is this high, 49.5 for the Rams hosting the Commanders. I don't think it's going to go that high. The Rams defense is still decent, and I don't think Sam Howell's going to be going crazy.
49.5?
That is what it says. That's 49.5. So 7 touchdowns. I'm like, wow. So that still gets there. You're looking at like a 26-20, you know, 28-21 still your under. So no, I'm thinking under for that 49.5 Rams Commanders today.
Well, I will say that Sam Howell has had one of the weirdest seasons as an NFL quarterback.
Maybe there's something there that I just don't know about.
Well, like, I mean, he is, I don't know if he's still top 5 in passing yards. Thank God he's not anymore. Because, yeah, that was fraudulent all
just
over.
Weird.
He's number 6, actually, in passing yards this season.
It's crazy.
But he also is tied for the most interceptions in the league with 14. So
he's shooting. He's shooting a shot.
Certainly.
For sure.
All right, that's Who Do You Love? Hopefully we can win some Monopoly dollars back. We got hour number 2 coming up. College football with a big win yesterday, and I don't think you know where it came from. We'll get to that in hour number 2, and then we'll have one segment to wrap up the show before Ducks Syracuse pregame starts at 9:30. Hour number 2.5, I guess, coming up next on Football Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.